Eden Burning by Elizabeth Lowell. For everyone who ever dreamed of falling in love in paradise. Prologue.
You've never seen anyone like her. That picture we sent doesn't begin to do her justice. No picture could.
Sitting in Oregon, on the bed because the motel room chairs were piled with reports, Chase Wilcox frowned at the phone and the eager affection in his younger brother, Dane's, voice. His married younger brother. The younger brother who had a lovely wife and two wonderful children. The younger brother who couldn't stop talking about some glorified shimmy dancer who was giving his daughter hula lessons. Hula, for God's sake! Not that Chase objected to his niece, Sandy, learning the dance. From the little he had seen of hula dancing, it looked like good exercise. The problem was Sandy's daddy. He was much too enthusiastic about the instructor for Chase's comfort. And that instructor was sexy enough to set fire to stone. Almost reluctantly, he touched the face-down photo that had come with his brother's latest letter from Hawaii. Slowly, he turned it over, hoping it wasn't as bad as he had first feared. It was worse. Lust hit him hard and low and hot, the kind of heat even his very beautiful, very skillful, sexually manipulative ex-wife hadn't been able to generate in him. The woman in the snapshot apparently had been caught just as she finished turning in a swift circle with Chase's little daughter in her arms. Lisa was laughing with a freedom he had been afraid would never come again after her mother's casual cruelty. He owed Dane's wife, Jan, for helping Lisa. Jan had a gentle patience and welcoming love that came to her as naturally as breathing. Chase owed the dancer Pele something entirely different. She of the hip-length, flame-red hair and luminous gold cat eyes. Pele, who radiated sexuality like fire radiated heat. He couldn't see what kind of body she had beneath the seething curtain of hair, but he was certain it was showgirl caliber. Women who strutted their stuff on stage for the benefit of cheering, leering men generally had something to strut.
"Hey, bro, you there or are you trimming your mustache?"
Dane asked. "Yeah, I'm here, yawning and listening to you run over like a plugged toilet about some exotic dancer who isn't your wife." In Hawaii, Dane laughed, despite the frown that came from his brother's sour view of humanity in general, and women in particular, except for Jan, his sister-in-law. For her, Chase had a well of tenderness as great as he had for his own daughter. That was what gave Dane hope that his brother was coming out of the bitterness that had followed losing custody of his daughter.
"Hey, don't worry. Jan is the first to sing Nicole's praises,"
Dane said.
"She's good with kids and has real talent as an artist. In fact, wait—"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?